And now to the continuing crisis in the subprime mortgage market. A number of people say they were deceived by the companies that sold them those mortgages, and now they're losing their homes to foreclosure.
Ameriquest is one of those companies. It now faces a class action lawsuit. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Jim and Terry Devlin are standing in the driveway of the house that they owned for 8 years in Plymouth, Massachusetts. It's a nice two-story home on about an acre of land with lots of pine trees. It overlooks a lake on one side and a cranberry bog on the other, which they say was great for their four kids growing up.
It was like you walked out that back door in the warm weather. That was our world. That's just where, you know, peaceful. And the smells of the cranberry bogs when they're, you know, blooming. And
a little piece of heaven, you know.
Jim Devlin has a good job making $80,000 a year at a printing press, and the house was affordable, less than $200,000 when they bought it and moved here from Boston. But then a few years ago, they refinanced their home with Ameriquest and later with another subprime lender. The Devlins' mortgage payments went way up, and their house was foreclosed on.
It really hurts just even thinking about it.
Terry Devlin says her 12-year-old daughter's best friend still lives right across the street from this house, so for a while she would still drive here for playdates, but she says she'd end up in tears sitting in the driveway across the street from the house that wasn't hers anymore.
And that got too hot. I couldn't sit there and see my yard and seeing people, you know, they tore out all the walls, my pink painted kitchen, and had it all in a huge dumpster and had all this, you know, toys and stuff that we had left behind for the kids all in a huge dumpster, and it was like watching my world. So I totally avoid this whole area, even though I love people that still live on the street.
The Devlins say Ameriquest charged them excessive fees. Their loan documents show that for just one of their Ameriquest loans, they paid more than $20,000 in fees for a loan they held for only 8 months. Jim Devlin says the Ameriquest loan officer lied about those fees and about what their loan payments would be. Devlin decided to get away from Ameriquest, but he says his credit was damaged, and he says the Ameriquest fees ate up the equity in his house and set him on a downward spiral. He went to another lender, got into an even more expensive loan, couldn't afford the payments, and ultimately lost the house. And other Ameriquest borrowers complain of deceptive sales practices.
Because they out and out lied to me.
Deanna Critelli says Ameriquest told her that her payments would not go up. But 2 years later, she says she got a letter in the mail saying her payments were going up from $849 to $1,200 and would keep rising. Critelli has been a dental assistant for 18 years. She has a young daughter. She says with the payment set to rise above $1,800 a month, she knew the family couldn't keep up. So last year, she and her husband sold their house that they'd first bought in 1998.
This was clearly wrong. They are not supposed to put people into loans they know they can't afford. And they did this to us.
That's exactly what they were doing, says Gary Klein, one of the lead attorneys in the current class action case against Ameriquest. He says the mortgage industry changed a lot in recent years. Rather than hold on to loans, subprime lenders sell them to Wall Street as securities.
A lot of these loans were made not because the lender thought that they would be paid back, but because the lender was making high points in fees and selling the loan into the secondary market. That is, the lender had limited or no risk on the loan if the loan wasn't paid back.
So Klein says the incentives in the mortgage industry got out of whack.
What we were doing wasn't right.
That's Tyson Russom. He worked selling loans at Ameriquest in Tampa, Florida during 2003. He says he was always honest with customers, but he says other Ameriquest loan officers were not. He describes a pressure cooker type atmosphere at the company where loan officers were encouraged to sell customers loans any way they could.
There's a lot of pressure to push people into loans, whether they wanted them or not. I personally started to see things other than just slick sales tactics come into play. A lot of bait and switch tactics, people being sold on 30-year fixed loans and documents being swapped out at the last minute on a 228 loan or an adjustable loan, the customer being unaware of this.
We talked to three other former Ameriquest employees across the country who described many of the same practices in their branches. In January of last year, Ameriquest settled with 49 states' attorneys general who'd started investigating alleged predatory practices at Ameriquest. The company did not admit wrongdoing. A prominent former attorney general assigned to monitor Ameriquest says the lender is now playing by the rules, but in part because of the turmoil in the subprime loan market, the company has shrunk to a small shell shell of its former self. AmeriQuest spokesman Chris Orlando.
If what's described occurred, it was a serious violation of our policies and the isolated actions of a few individuals that are not representative of the entire company. AmeriQuest is a much different company today. We've addressed a range of issues that the rest of the industry is just now recognizing and made significant changes that protect consumers.
With the AG's settlement, AmeriQuest set aside $295 million for a customer restitution fund. Lawyers who are still suing the company estimate that there were so many customers affected that most will get less than $1,000, if anything at all. Meanwhile, there are still a lot of desperate AmeriQuest customers. 2 years ago, the company was closing billions of dollars worth of loans. Those mortgages are adjusting sharply up right now. Lawyers in the class action suit say thousands of people could lose their homes. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.